KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have mostly cloudy skies, 35 degrees. We look for skies to be partly cloudy today in a high of 52 with winds northwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Well, Cass County Wellness Coordinator Brigham Hoig reminds area residents that this Saturday, March 13th, the Anita Town and Country will host a USDA Farmers to Families food box distribution at the Anita Community Center at 805 Main Street, and that'll be held from noon until 1 o'clock or until supplies last. Anyone is welcome to visit the drive-through food box pickup, and no documentation or proof of need is required. The boxes will be given away at no cost or donation, and people from surrounding towns and communities are welcome. The USDA Farmers to Families food boxes are likely to contain fresh fruits and vegetables, dairy products, and meat. If you'd like more information, contact Anita Town and Country's Jody Earlmeyer at 712-762-4234. Also, Produce in the Park is holding a spring farmers market. Celebrate spring and Easter with a spring celebration market. It'll be held the day before Easter. The market will offer pre-order drive-through pickup only. There will be no in-person shopping. Pre-orders will be accepted from Thursday, March 25th through Thursday, April 1st. On the website, www.produceinthepark.atlanticiowa.com. Your purchases can be picked up on Saturday, April 3rd at the Cass County Community Center between noon and 2 p.m. And the spring celebration market is being held the day before Easter, so customers can pick up treats for their Easter baskets and local foods for Easter meals. The market will offer baked goods, including Miss Nini's pies and macaroons, and the Kringleman's Danish Kringle, in addition to local meats, produce, and more. Vendors interested in participating in the spring celebration market should contact the market manager at Produce in the Park, Atlantic Iowa, at gmail.com, or by calling 712-249-5870 by no later than March 19th. Event details, including vendors and information on pre-orders, will be posted on the Produce in the Park's website, as I mentioned, at produceintheparkatlanticiowa.com and on the Produce in the Park Facebook page. Produce in the Park 2021 Farmers Markets are sponsored by the Atlantic Community Promotion Commission and Cass County Tourism. The Creston Police Department today reports one person was arrested Wednesday night. 34-year-old Matthew Reinhardt of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a charge of false report of an indictable offense to a public entity. Reinhardt was being held at the Union County Jail on a $1,000 bond. A collision that occurred T-bone style in Red Oak Wednesday caused a total of $7,000 damage and suspected minor or non-incapacitating injuries to the driver of a car. Red Oak police say the collision happened around 5:40 p.m. at the intersection of Walnut and North Broadway when a 2005 Chevy Impala, registered to David Fussell and driven by 18-year-old Deshaun Fussell of Red Oak, failed to yield the right-of-way to a 2006 Chevy pickup, driven by 83-year-old Michael Norris of Red Oak. Deshaun Fussell was checked out by Red Oak Rescue and Fire, but did not require transport to the hospital. He was cited for failure to obey a stop sign and yield the right-of-way. A Red Oak man was arrested on a Montgomery County warrant Wednesday evening. Red Oak police say 22-year-old Tyson Joseph Ullman was arrested around 7:50 p.m. in the 2400 block of North 8th Street. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $2,000 cash-only bond. A woman from Missouri was injured during a collision Wednesday afternoon in Fremont County. According to the State Patrol, 61-year-old Barbara Simmons of Fairfax, Missouri, was injured when her 2014 Chevy Cruze struck the rear of a 2008 Ford Expedition. The accident happened around 4:30 p.m. at the intersection of Highway 2 and 195th Street near Sydney. Simmons, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was transported by Sydney Rescue to CHI Hospital in Nebraska City. The patrol says the Expedition, driven by 61-year-old Tad Neneman of Sydney, was stopped behind a vehicle on eastbound Highway 2 at 195th Street, waiting to turn left on 195th, when the eastbound Chevy failed to stop for reasons unknown and, as I mentioned, struck the SUV from behind. Following the collision, the Chevy spun off the road and just into the eastbound ditch before coming to rest. The SUV came to rest on the traveled portion of the road. The accident remains under investigation, and the State Patrol was assisted at the scene by Sydney Fire and Rescue. Page County Sheriff's Office yesterday said a single vehicle injury accident took place Wednesday morning about 4 miles north of Clarinda in the 1400 block of Redwood Avenue. 58-year-old Michelle Dawn Graham of Clarinda was driving a 1999 Ford Ranger southbound on Redwood when the vehicle went out of control. It swerved several times on the road before it began to roll over. The pickup came to rest on the passenger side in the west ditch. And as the vehicle rolled, Graham was ejected and found by a passing motorist about 20 feet from where the vehicle came to rest. The woman was transported to Clarinda Regional Health Center for treatment of unknown or undisclosed injuries. Damage to her vehicle was estimated at $3,000 and was considered a total loss. Charges were pending. Page County Sheriff's deputies were assisted by Clarinda Police, Clarinda Fire Department, Page County Emergency Management, and the Clarinda Ambulance Service. And last Friday, March 5th, Page County deputies responded at around 5:30 p.m. to a motor vehicle accident at Highways 2 and 59. An investigation determined 45-year-old Barry Joe Rhea of Ponca City, Oklahoma, was driving a 2012 GMC Sierra pickup northbound on Highway 59, just south of the intersection with Highway 2. 23-year-old Richard Lee Hartman of Brattyville was driving a 2012 Ford Fusion southbound on Highway 59 north of the intersection with Highway 2. When Hartman attempted to turn east in front of Rhea's pickup, the vehicle struck Hartman's car as it was turning east. Hartman's Ford then struck the westbound stop sign at the intersection before coming to rest in the southeast shoulder of that intersection. Rhea's pickup came to rest in the northeast shoulder of the intersection. Neither driver was hurt. Hartman was cited for failure to yield upon left turn. Damage from the collision amounted to $11,000 altogether. Page County Sheriff's Office was assisted by Shenandoah Police at the scene. The Harlan Police Department reports 6 arrests took place over the past week. On Monday, 33-year-old Tamara Lee Dreyer of Harlan was arrested on an active Shelby County warrant and for violation of a no-contact order. And 37-year-old Troy Dakota Wellborg of Council Bluffs was arrested Monday for a violation of a no-contact order. Last Friday, 36-year-old Aubrey Klein of Council Bluffs and 28-year-old Nancy Salinas of Denison were arrested on active Shelby County warrants. On March 3rd, 43-year-old Lisa Briggs of Harlan was arrested on an active warrant and charged with drug paraphernalia possession. 57-year-old George Brittain of Harlan was arrested also on March 3rd. He was charged with possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and driving while suspended. There were also 2 property damage-only accidents in Harlan, and those incidents took place March 8th and 9th, respectively. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.